You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With just a few hours left of July, the dollar is set for its biggest monthly decline in a decade. The dollar's down about 5% this month, with a euro costing about $1.18 this morning. Michael Hewson is chief market strategist at CMC Markets in London.
I think what's happening here is the fact that U.S. rates are starting to come so low is that the attraction of those rates is being diluted relative to other countries. But there's also the added fact that the U.S. economy doesn't look as if it's in as robust a shape as it was a month ago. If you then tie in political concerns ahead of the November election, then the attractiveness of the dollar has turned quite substantially in favor of assets like gold, euro, sterling, and what have you.
And I know this is just a basic economics lesson, but for those who see a higher U.S. dollar as somehow a, quote, good thing, I mean, a lower dollar does make it easier for U.S. businesses to export abroad, makes their products look cheaper.
It does make their products look cheaper, but there has to be the demand there. And as we've seen from this morning's GDP numbers out of Europe, there has been a significant contraction across Europe in the second quarter. Apart from the big tech companies, I think there's precious little to be cheerful about.
Loads of uncertainty still. And people who thought, well, by late summer, we'll be seeing a broad-based global rebound because, you know, in the wake of coronavirus, it's hard to sketch out that kind of future right now.
And that's not happening. It's not happening here in Europe. We're seeing isolated outbreaks of spikes in cases in countries like Spain. The virus is proving to be much more resilient than people thought it would be 2 months ago, and therefore their expectations are being lowered, and as such, they're having to lower their expectations for profits and revenues as well.
Difficult to process that kind of news, but always good to talk to Michael Hewson at CMC Markets in London. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.